Part 1. 1. A man is standing near a photocopier in an office while documents are being printed. A. He is organizing papers beside the machine. B. He is typing on a computer keyboard. C. He is delivering a package at reception. D. He is writing notes on a whiteboard. 2. Several employees are having a meeting around a conference table with laptops open. A. They are reviewing documents in a meeting room. B. They are cleaning desks after work. C. They are waiting in a cafeteria line. D. They are boarding an elevator. 3. A woman is placing books on a shelf in a quiet library. A. She is organizing books in a library. B. She is scanning items at a checkout counter. C. She is serving food in a cafe. D. She is painting a wall in an office. 4. A delivery truck is parked outside a warehouse while workers unload boxes. A. Workers are unloading packages from a truck. B. Workers are repairing the vehicle engine. C. Workers are stocking shelves in a store. D. Workers are cleaning the office windows. 5. A man is adjusting a projector in a dark conference room. A. He is setting up presentation equipment. B. He is answering phone calls at a desk. C. He is serving drinks to guests. D. He is repairing office lighting fixtures. 6. People are walking through a modern airport terminal with luggage. A. They are waiting at a bus stop. B. They are checking in at an airport. C. They are shopping in a supermarket. D. They are attending a concert. Part 2. 7. When will the quarterly report be ready for review?
A. I think by next Monday. B. The meeting was canceled yesterday. C. It is located on the third floor. D. We usually take the train.
8. Could you resend the invoice to my email?
A. Yes, I'll send it right away. B. The office closes at 6. C. I prefer coffee over tea. D. That document is confidential.
9. Do you know where the marketing team is meeting?
A. They moved to room 402. B. I finished the report early. C. It was quite expensive. D. I usually arrive by bus.
10. How should we handle the customer complaint?
A. Let's respond with an apology email. B. The weather is improving today. C. I already had lunch. D. The printer needs paper.
11. Would you like to join the training session?
A. Yes, I'll attend this afternoon. B. The elevator is out of service. C. I bought new shoes yesterday. D. It depends on the schedule.
12. Why was the shipment delayed?
A. There was bad weather at the port. B. I usually work remotely. C. The document is on my desk. D. Let's schedule a meeting.
13. Could you show me how to use this software?
A. Sure, I'll walk you through it. B. The office is closed today. C. I forgot my password again. D. That's a good idea.
14. Are we still on track for the deadline?
A. Yes, everything is progressing well. B. I like working here. C. The cafe is nearby. D. I'll take the stairs.
15. Where can I find the meeting agenda?
A. It's uploaded to the shared drive. B. I will call you later. C. The printer is broken. D. We had a great lunch.
16. Do you want to postpone the presentation?
A. No, let's keep it as planned. B. I prefer tea over coffee. C. The lights are too bright. D. It's already been approved.
17. How often do you update the database?
A. We update it weekly. B. I missed the bus today. C. The document is missing. D. Let's eat together.
18. Could you speak more slowly, please?
A. Of course, I'll slow down. B. The system is down. C. I bought a new laptop. D. It's raining outside.
19. What time does the store open tomorrow?
A. At 9 in the morning. B. I need a new jacket. C. The meeting went well. D. Let's take a break.
20. Do you have any updates on the project?
A. Yes, we are ahead of schedule. B. I forgot my umbrella. C. The coffee is too strong. D. I will call you tomorrow.
21. Shall we confirm the reservation now?
A. Yes, please go ahead. B. The file is missing. C. I prefer working remotely. D. It looks very expensive.
22. Why didn't you attend the briefing?
A. I was stuck in traffic. B. The printer is out of ink. C. I'll join later today. D. It's on the second floor.
23. Could you send me the file again?
A. Sure, I'll resend it now. B. The train was delayed. C. I need more time. D. Let's have lunch first.
24. How was your business trip?
A. It was quite productive. B. I missed the deadline. C. The room is booked. D. Let's reschedule it.
25. Would you prefer a digital or printed copy?
A. A digital copy is fine. B. I arrived early today. C. The office is closed. D. Let's discuss later.
26. Is the report ready for submission?
A. Yes, I finished it yesterday. B. I like this design. C. The elevator is slow. D. We should eat now.
27. Can you handle the client call this afternoon?
A. Yes, I'll take care of it. B. The file is missing. C. I need more coffee. D. Let's postpone it.
28. Where did you park your car?
A. In the underground garage. B. I forgot my badge. C. The meeting starts soon. D. It was very helpful.
29. Should we extend the contract?
A. Yes, it's worth continuing. B. I lost my wallet. C. The server is down. D. Let's grab lunch.
30. Do you mind if I open the window?
A. Not at all, go ahead. B. I will join later. C. The report is ready. D. It's on the table.
31. How soon can we start the meeting?
A. I need 5 more minutes. B. The office is quiet today. C. I like this proposal. D. Let's begin immediately.
3. 32. We need to finalize the quarterly report before the meeting tomorrow.
I have already compiled the sales data, so I will review the charts tonight.
Please also check the revised budget figures from finance. Q1. What are the speakers mainly discussing? A. A marketing campaign. B. A financial report. C. A product launch. D. A hiring plan. Q2. What will the woman do tonight? A. Attend a meeting. B. Review charts. C. Contact clients. D. Prepare a presentation. Q3. What does the man ask the woman to check? A. Sales data. B. Marketing plan. C. Budget figures. D. Customer list. 33. The train schedule has been changed due to maintenance work on the main line.
Does that affect the morning express service to the city center?
Yes, it will depart 10 minutes earlier than usual. Q1. What are they talking about? A. A train schedule change. B. A flight delay. C. A bus route. D. A taxi service. Q2. What caused the change? A. Weather conditions. B. Maintenance work. C. Staff shortage. D. Passenger demand. Q3. What time will the express train depart? A. 5 minutes earlier. B. 10 minutes earlier. C. 10 minutes later. D. On time. 34. Our office will switch to a new cloud storage system next week.
Will we need training to use the new platform?
Yes, there will be an online tutorial session. Q1. What is being introduced? A. A new storage system. B. A hiring system. C. A payment tool. D. A website redesign. Q2. What does the woman ask about? A. Security settings. B. Training requirement. C. File migration. D. Budget approval. Q3. How will employees learn the system? A. In-person seminar. B. Printed manual. C. Online tutorial. D. Email instructions. 35. The conference room has been reserved for client presentations all afternoon.
I thought it was available after 3 o'clock.
It was updated this morning by the admin team. Q1. What is the issue? A. Equipment failure. B. Room reservation change. C. Schedule conflict. D. Client cancellation. Q2. What did the woman think? A. The room was available later. B. The meeting was canceled. C. The room was double booked. D. The system was broken. Q3. Who updated the schedule? A. Clients. B. Admin team. C. Sales team. D. Security staff. 36. The restaurant received excellent reviews after changing its menu last month.
That explains why reservations are fully booked this weekend.
We should try to make a reservation next week instead. Q1. What is the topic? A. Restaurant popularity. B. Food delivery service. C. Cooking class. D. Hotel booking. Q2. Why are reservations difficult? A. Staff shortage. B. High demand. C. Renovation work. D. Price increase. Q3. When do they plan to visit? A. This weekend. B. Next week. C. Next month. D. Tomorrow. 37. We need to reorder office supplies before the stock runs out.
I will submit the purchase request this afternoon.
Please include printer ink and paper as well. Q1. What is the situation? A. Office renovation. B. Supply shortage. C. Staff training. D. Software update. Q2. What will the woman do? A. Submit request. B. Cancel order. C. Call supplier. D. Check inventory. Q3. What additional items are mentioned? A. Chairs and desks. B. Ink and paper. C. Computers. D. Phones. 38. The weather forecast predicts heavy rain in the afternoon.
Should we postpone the outdoor event?
Yes, it is safer to reschedule it. Q1. What is the forecast? A. Snow. B. Heavy rain. C. Clear skies. D. Strong wind. Q2. What is the woman concerned about? A. Transportation. B. Event timing. C. Weather impact. D. Budget issues. Q3. What did they decide? A. Cancel event. B. Move indoors. C. Reschedule. D. Continue as planned. 39. The new employee orientation will begin at 9 o'clock sharp.
Should I prepare printed materials for the participants?
Yes, and also include the company handbook. Q1. What is the event? A. Job interview. B. Training session. C. Product demo. D. Conference. Q2. What does the woman ask about? A. Schedule change. B. Printed materials. C. Venue location. D. Speaker list. Q3. What should be included? A. Safety guide. B. Marketing brochure. C. Company handbook. D. Travel guide. 44. A global logistics company announces adjustments to its international shipment schedule due to unexpected port congestion at several major hubs across East Asia. The revised timetable will prioritize medical supplies and perishable goods for the next 72 hours. Customers with delayed shipments will receive automated notifications through the tracking system. Additional support staff have been assigned to handle increased inquiry volume. Q1A. The company is expanding warehouse facilities. B. The company is prioritizing certain shipments. C. The company is discontinuing international service. D. The company is reducing delivery fees. Q2. A. Customers must pick up packages in person. B. Notifications will be sent automatically. C. Shipments will be destroyed. D. Deliveries will be rerouted to airports only. Q3. A. Staff numbers are being reduced. B. Inquiry volume is expected to decrease. C. Additional staff are assisting customers. D. The system will be shut down. 45. A university administration announces the introduction of a new hybrid learning platform beginning next semester to improve accessibility for remote students. Faculty members are required to complete training sessions before the system goes live. The platform will integrate lecture streaming, assignment submission, and discussion forums in a single interface. Technical support will be available around the clock during the transition period. Q1. A. Students must attend classes in person only. B. A new learning system will be introduced. C. Tuition fees will increase significantly. D. Courses will be shortened. Q2. A. Faculty training is optional. B. Training is required before launch. C. Training has already been canceled. D. Only students will use the system. Q3. A. Support is limited to daytime hours. B. Support is unavailable during transition. C. Support is provided continuously. D. Support is outsourced overseas permanently. 46. A pharmaceutical company issues a safety update regarding a recently approved medication after post-market surveillance identified mild side effects in a small group of patients. Doctors are advised to monitor patients more closely during the initial weeks of treatment. No product recall is currently planned. Further clinical data will be reviewed over the coming months. Q1. A. The drug has been withdrawn from the market. B. The drug is no longer effective. C. Some side effects have been reported. D. The drug is available without prescription. Q2. A. Monitoring patients is recommended. B. Treatment should be stopped immediately. C. Dosage should be doubled. D. No follow-up is required. Q3. A. A recall has been initiated. B. Sales will be increased globally. C. Clinical review will continue. D. Production has stopped permanently. 47. An airline company informs passengers that several regional flights will experience schedule adjustments due to routine runway maintenance at a major airport hub. Travelers are encouraged to check updated departure times before arriving at the airport. Complimentary rebooking options are available for affected passengers. The maintenance work is expected to conclude within 5 days. Q1. A. Flights are being permanently canceled. B. Flights are being upgraded to larger aircraft. C. Flights are unaffected by any changes. D. Flights are experiencing schedule adjustments. Q2. A. Passengers should arrive earlier than usual. B. Passengers should avoid the airport entirely. C. Passengers should ignore notifications. D. Passengers should check updated times. Q3. A. Rebooking requires additional fees. B. Rebooking is available at no extra cost. C. Rebooking is not allowed. D. Rebooking applies only to international flights. 48. A technology company announces a scheduled server maintenance window to improve system performance and security across its cloud services platform. During this period, users may experience temporary interruptions in data synchronization. The company assures that no data will be lost. Full service restoration is expected shortly after completion. Q1. A. A security upgrade is planned. B. A new product is launching. C. Pricing is being reduced. D. Offices are relocating. Q2. A. Data will be permanently deleted. B. Users may experience interruptions. C. Services will expand immediately. D. Users will gain offline access. Q3. A. Restoration is expected after completion. B. Services will be permanently shut down. C. Maintenance has already been cancelled. D. Restoration is not planned. 49. A hospitality group announces seasonal renovations across several hotel properties to enhance guest experience and energy efficiency. Some facilities will remain partially open during construction. Guests may be relocated to partner hotels at no additional cost if necessary. Renovation schedules vary by location. Q1. A. Hotels are closing permanently. B. Renovations are taking place. C. Prices are being eliminated. D. New hotels are being built overseas only. Q2. A. All guests will be refunded. B. Guests may be relocated if needed. C. Guests must cancel bookings. D. Guests will not be informed. Q3. A. Renovations follow one fixed schedule. B. Renovations are identical worldwide. C. Renovation timing differs by site. D. Renovations are already complete. 50. A national railway operator announces a timetable revision aimed at improving on-time performance during peak commuting hours. Several express services will have adjusted departure intervals. Passengers are encouraged to review updated schedules before traveling. Digital timetables will reflect changes in real time. Q1. A. Train services are being discontinued. B. Train schedules are being revised. C. Ticket prices are increasing. D. Stations are closing permanently. Q2. A. Express services are being canceled. B. Departure intervals are changing. C. Trains are switching to freight use. D. No trains will run during peak hours. Q3. A. Updates are available only in print. B. Updates will be delayed indefinitely. C. Updates appear in real time digitally. D. Updates are not provided to passengers. 51. A research institute publishes findings on a new energy storage system that significantly improves battery efficiency under low temperature conditions. The study highlights potential applications in electric vehicles and renewable energy grids. Further testing is planned before commercial deployment. Industry partners have expressed interest in collaboration. Q1 A. The system reduces efficiency. B. The system improves efficiency. C. The system is discontinued. D. The system increases fuel consumption. Q2 A. Applications are limited to aviation only. B. Applications include vehicles and grids. C. Applications are unknown. D. Applications are purely theoretical. Q3 A. Commercial release is immediate. B. No further testing is planned. C. Testing continues before release. D. Development has been abandoned. 52. A City Transportation Bureau announces temporary road closures in the downtown district due to infrastructure upgrades and utility maintenance. Detour routes will be clearly marked and updated on navigation systems. Public transit schedules may be adjusted to accommodate traffic changes. The project aims to improve long-term traffic flow. Q1 A. Roads are being expanded for racing events. B. Roads are under temporary closure. C. Roads are permanently removed. D. Roads are converted into parks. Q2 A. Detours are unavailable. B. Detours are clearly indicated. C. Detours require payment. D. Detours are restricted to emergency vehicles. Q3 A. Public transit remains unchanged. B. Public transit may be adjusted. C. Public transit is suspended permanently. D. Public transit is privatized. 53. An international conference organizer announces a change in venue due to unexpected scheduling conflicts at the original facility. All registered participants will receive updated access details via email. The program agenda remains unchanged. On-site registration will still be available at the new location. Q1 A. The event has been canceled. B. The venue has changed. C. The schedule has been extended. D. The event is now virtual only. Q2 A. Access details will be mailed physically. B. Access details will be emailed. C. Access details are unavailable. D. Access details require payment. Q3 A. The agenda has been removed. B. The agenda remains unchanged. C. The agenda is shortened. D. The agenda is confidential.